tell me what you did after university.
Okay, I left university in 1985, and started teaching in the September, but in fact got married the month before. So once I left university, I got married and started my first teaching job in primary school in the same year. So for the first 4 years of my married life, I worked to begin with, as I've said, in the primary school, but moved across very soon into dance specialism. And I'd done theatre studies A level. And so in some places I would work in drama and dance combined. And I began to freelance around the different Birmingham LEAs. And then I worked as a dance artist in schools, doing short-term projects. And it was an exciting time then, because dance artists in schools was just kicking off, and there was a lot going on. There was a lot of interest, and I got working for the Hippodrome in Birmingham as liaison, working, let's say we did Cinderella as a pantomime in the Hippodrome. I would go into schools and have great fun doing dance workshops about the Ugly Sisters and Cinderella, and in the nurseries. And I actually worked right up through in adult ed as well, doing things like tap classes and jazz, having a lot of fun with adults as well. And there was also the Birmingham Royal Ballet came to town, which was great excitement. And I think that was shortly after I had my first daughter, when I was married about 4 years. Rebecca was born in 1989, that's right. And so I did do some part-time work still. And the ballet coming to town meant that I could work on education packs at home, which was great, while Rebecca was a tiny.
Tell me about your pregnancy then in 1989.
Right, first pregnancy was very exciting and planned and great. What wasn't planned or expected was within the first urine sample that the GP took to tell me I was pregnant, there was high sugar, was what he said. And so that I discovered I was pregnant in December 1988. So in February, I was put on a no sugar diet when there were three pluses of glucose in my urine at that time. And then moving through about 13 weeks pregnant, I had the glucose tolerance test, which at that time was described as high but still in the normal, and then was repeated at 20 weeks pregnant in the April, and that showed what they called a true diabetic curve. And that meant that not only was the sugar was banned, but the carbohydrate was being reduced. And in the following month, at 25 weeks pregnant, I was actually put on to insulin for the first time.
Did you think that the diabetes would last beyond your pregnancy?
That was interesting. I think the GP at the time was wanting to wait and see, but my consultant at the hospital, from the beginning, I think he was taking a sensible approach with me and saying there is a